The head of the Keokuk School District says he's excited for the new opportunity that awaits him at a pair of school districts in southwest Iowa. The Sidney and South Page School Districts share a superintendent, and their boards of education offered that job to Tim Hood last week. Hood says he applied for the job to be closer to his family in Creston. He says the size of the two school districts also appealed to him.
I grew up in a small school, graduating class of 23 kids. I think their graduating class last year was 29 at Sidney. South Page, I believe, is still the smallest K-12 district in the state. It's 120-some kids, I believe. So just the combination of those two things, family, closeness to family, and like I said, the South Page and Sidney just being the smaller schools.
What do you see as the role as a shared superintendent? That seems like it would be a new type. You're used to some sharing here, but this goes to the next level.
I would imagine there'll be times you're not in the right place would be part of it. The other part of that is, you're handling two different budgets and two different staffs and, all those kind of things. So that was intriguing to me as well. So, yeah, like I said, that's just something I'm going to have to play by ear.
What was the reaction when they offered you the job? I mean, the fact that you've gone through it and then you landed that job.
I had a pretty good feeling as the day progressed. I felt like I had a good interaction with all the different groups I interviewed with. So when they called, we had a nice conversation, and yeah, it was very humbling and very exciting at the same time. So
obviously you are still here at Keokuk. What is kind of the next phase here? I mean, what are you looking at here the next few months? I believe July 1st would be your first day at the new job.
Correct. Obviously, end of the year stuff, you're tying up the end of the year, graduation coming up and finishing out this year as far as with staff and students and those kind of things. There'll be plenty of things to finish up before we move on. So
do you need to actually resign? How does that work here? Because you still have 1 year left in your current contract.
Correct. The board will have to release me from my final year of the contract, which I believe that isn't going to be a problem. And then I'll sign my contract over there after that's happened.
If you still had a year on your contract that you were out looking for this job, I mean, what was the idea for that?
I actually got called about the job. I was in Southwest Iowa in that AEA for 13 years previous. So some of the superintendents that I've known over the years called me and said, hey, if you're still wanting to maybe get back over here sometime, this is a pretty nice district. They had a lot of student growth this year. Those are things that obviously appealed to me.
You've been here about 4.5 years. What do you think of your time here in Keokuk?
Enjoyed it. Proud of some of the things we've done. When I came here, our graduation rate was about 80%. Been pretty consistently above 90. We dipped just a little bit this year. Financially, we're as good a financial shape as we've ever been. Good people. Teachers are very dedicated. It's good staff. And our kids, from all the backgrounds that they come from, they do a good, nice job too.
What does the district need to do to continue that?
Just kind of continue moving forward with the things that are kind of in place. As far as what the board's looking for new superintendent, that's obviously those 7 members. Hopefully they'll involve the administrative team with that process and some community members and students, just like the district I just went to. I interviewed with, community members and parents and administration, teachers, support staff, et cetera. So we'll see how it plays out.
When it comes to you getting ready for that job, are you going to be needing to go there every so often and work with the current superintendent? What do you kind of foresee there?
Probably some weekend stuff would be my guess right now. Like I said, I've known the superintendent. He's been there, I want to say 15 years. So I've known Greg for a long period of time. So he's actually emailed me a couple things already and things like that. So as things come, nice thing nowadays with email, you can send things back and forth and those kind of things. But yeah, I'll try and slip over there some, but probably more like the weekend stuff would be my guess.
That is Keokuk School Superintendent Tim Hood. He could soon leave Southeast Iowa to serve as a superintendent of the Sidney and South Page School Districts in Southwest Iowa. His first day on the job will be July 1st. That is if the Keokuk School Board lets him out of the final year of his current contract. Hood says he will submit a letter of resignation as soon as possible. The next scheduled Keokuk School Board meeting is May 15th. A special meeting to accept Hood's resignation has not been scheduled. Hood does not know if he will be involved in the search for his replacement. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.